Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Sam Lowe, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm keen to hear about tofu today.
Yes, tofu. Do we enjoy tofu?
I love tofu.
But I do enjoy tofu.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't grow up eating a lot of it at home. It wasn't like something that we cooked much. But I think once I went flatting and, you know, went to uni, and it was quite regularly on the rotates for me. Also, moving to Auckland, there's just more options for tofu to eat out here, I think, than in Christchurch. Love you, Christchurch, but it's not its best point, you know?
There's not a lot of tofu in Christchurch.
Not a lot of tofu in Christchurch, no.
Okay, so interesting that you brought that up, and how, like, exposure to tofu as well. So let's go back a little bit. Let's understand tofu.
This is my favourite part of the segment.
So discovered about roughly 2,000 years ago by a Chinese gentleman who accidentally spilt a nigari seaweed into a pot of soy milk.
Oh.
And nigari contains a type of salt that coagulates the soy bean. So then it started forming these little curdles. Once that was discovered, this person started eating these curdles, and that was the birth of tofu.
Cool, okay.
But it wasn't until the 800s, so 8th century, where the kind of tofu consumptions were more mainstream and more kind of as a staple diet for Buddhism monks. So it was actually through Buddhism that kind of spread tofu around Asian countries. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and not until about the 1400s where the Japanese started eating a lot of tofu. Tofu is incredibly delicious, and it wasn't until the 1960s where the Western world started taking on tofu. So
right.
It was a lot later on.
Late to the party.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Yeah.
The Western food palate.
So in the 1600s, tofu had a giant boom because of its nutritional benefits. So it's incredibly high in iron and calcium and protein. So it's actually considered one of the most nutritional foods you can eat.
Really?
As well.
Wow. Yeah.
How is tofu made, you might ask?
How is it made?
Yeah. So it is using soy milk, and how that is made is by cooking soybeans, and then you grind it into a paste and with water, so it's diluted. Then that essentially is then cooked again, so it becomes soy milk.
Okay, I got you.
Once you add a coagulant, which most of the times nowadays in commercial preparation, it is calcium sulfate.
Okay.
When this is added to the soy milk, curdles start forming. So I guess people like to say that tofu is the cheese version of dairy, so kind of soy is the non-dairy version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's coagulated, we will remove the excess liquid from the coagulant, and then that is then put in little containers for pressing. So depending on how much weight is pressed on that tofu will obviously leach out all the moisture, and this will determine the hardness of tofu.
Okay, because that was one thing I think when I started, like, you know, 18 year old trying to cook with tofu, cooking with the wrong kind of tofu at home and making a mess, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
So different firmnesses are catered better towards certain recipes and dishes. So there's five different hardnesses. So there's silken, which is super soft. Basically, you don't even press the tofu at all.
Right.
Then there's soft tofu. Then there's medium, there's firm, and then there's extra firm. So what's magical about tofu is that because it's a bland nature, it can absorb most flavor. And so it can be eaten sweet or savory.
Yum.
With the softer versions, it's better towards broths, soups, or desserts. With a medium, you can kind of fry them if you like a little bit more of that softer texture in the middle. And then with the firm ones, it's good for a lot of aggressive cooking techniques. So either stir-frying or mincing it up to mimic fake meat.
Okay.
Yeah. So lots of different uses for tofu.
So how would you, what's your favourite way or one of your favourite ways to eat it, and where would you recommend people go and have some mean tofu experiences in Auckland?
Yeah, and I was actually asking a lot of people, like, what's your preference on, like, how do you enjoy your tofu? And I think a lot of it is going back to, like, depending on what I'm in the mood for. But I love soft tofu in broths because it adds more substance and also it adds nutrition. It adds more body and depth to your broth as well. With medium tofu, I love them just, like, slightly pan-fried with, like, a coating on the outside. So it adds, like, crispiness, and then you add, like, a sweet and sour sauce on top.
Oh, so good.
And then with the firm tofu, I loved throwing it in a stir-fry just, again, to give it more protein and nutrition as well.
Yum. Yum. Oh, I'm actually really hungry now. I should have had some toast before. So is there anywhere in Auckland that you'd recommend people go and check out if they want to go and try, like, somewhere that's got a secret mean tofu dish or...?
If you go to any Cantonese restaurant, there's the dish called custard tofu dish.
Whoa.
And essentially it's steamed silken tofu with dairy. And then that is then coated in a breadcrumb and then deep fried. And then it is tossed with like a gravy. So that's really delicious. But my God, there's so many places to go and try tofu. Like, try like kind of Southeast Asian restaurants as well. I think the Vietnamese and the Thai have great, delicious recipes utilizing the firmer tofus. Soft tofus, if you have an opportunity, try some silken tofu from like Yumcha trolleys.
Yum.
That is a sweet version. So they come in a giant bucket where they scoop the super soft tofu and then they top it up with a ginger syrup. So it's like a ginger sugar syrup. So it's super
kind
of delicate. And it showcases the soybeans as well.
Yum, that sounds fantastic. I'd like to hear from you folks at home. Where's your favourite tofu dish? What do you like and how do you cook it at home? You can text us on 53955. Someone's already texted in about the cucumber and tofu salad from Mr. Zhao's, which rules, this like spicy one. I'm a big fan of that one. Someone has said in here, tempeh is way better than tofu. That's a spicy take.
Ooh, that is spicy.
I mean, that's personal preference, I guess. Ikko and Morningside does the best agadashi silken tofu, according to this person. They are very yummy. Have you been there, Sam?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah, I loved agadashi. It's so unique in its texture. So it's utilizing soft tofu, and then you're adding like a crust to it by deep frying it, and then... It adds this whole other level.
Oh, yum. I'm really hungry now. So keep your texts coming in, 53955. Thank you very much, Sam, for bringing tofu this morning. We'll see you next week.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.